how to get a lift in and about and around your house, home, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House. Mike called in just before the break and wanted to know, in a house he's very comfortable in, it's two-story, and they'd like to age in place in the house, and they're concerned, how will they make it easily from one floor to the other? And I have to, this brings back memories, one of the very first jobs as an assistant superintendent that I had was installing an elevator at the Arizona Republic, when the Republic and the Gazette both officed in the same building. And Mr. Chuck Volrath was manager of the facility, and he said, I'd like a elevator. Well, of course, in our mind, I was working for Mr. George Kirk at the time. We thought, well, let's put one on the outside of the building and attach it right here, and it'll be simple. And Chuck said, no, I want it inside right here.
You know what I always
think of? That was an exciting job. That was fun.
Is Grandma Katie's condo, yes. 3-story condo in Covington, Louisiana. You know, she was wheelchair bound for the remainder of her life. And you'd have to roll Grandma Katie, and she'd into the elevator, and it was narrow enough that you couldn't turn her around, so she saw the door. So she'd have to look at the wall, and you'd go up to the third floor and pull her out and bring her to bed.
Well, you know, residential elevators have been around for a long time, and when people ask us, you know, what would it cost to install them, and I think the last one we installed was close to $40,000, because you don't want it to look like a commercial application. You got to kind of hide it and camouflage it and make it look good. But Mike, one of the things that have come up recently is you remember going to the bank and pulling up to the drive-in, and the little plastic tube came to you by air pressure through a tube underground.
You're going to launch Granny up to the...
Romy, they make air pressure elevators now where you step into the cylinder and start it, and the air pressure...
It beamed me up,
Scotty. It beams you up. And they're incredibly affordable. Now, if you don't mind something on the outside of the house and maybe to a deck at the master bedroom or something like that, on the Gulf Coast, hurricane after hurricane after hurricane, all of the homes along the Gulf Coast are up on stilts. Well, in the last 5 or 6 years, there haven't been any of those homes built down there that don't have an elevator on it, because you every time you leave the house, you've got
14 feet.
You've got a long set of stairs. So you get home from the grocery shopping and you got 12 bags in the car. I mean, you got to make 6 trips up and down those stairs. Our last visit to Grand Isle, Louisiana, there was hardly a house there that hadn't had an elevator installed. Well, these lift elevators are pretty reasonable for as little as $5,000. But they're on the outside of the house. They will get you up and down. And that might not fill Mike's need. He may want to go from his favorite easy chair in the living room up to the master bedroom. Well, one of these air-powered elevators take much less room, and they're much less invasive to install than a traditional elevator. And I would just tell you, Mike, you could just Google pneumatic vacuum elevators. Some of the bigger elevator, they were brand new at the home show just 7 or 8 years ago, and now virtually every major elevator manufacturer makes some version of this.
And I've seen where they will put a moving seat next to the staircase. They mount it against the wall.
Absolutely.
And you sit on the chair and it pulls you up. And it looks like it's a one person at a time application, so it might take a little while. Might not be the fastest thing you're looking for, but it would probably be one of the less expensive routes.
And if you want
to stay there the rest of your life, it might be worth it.
And they have come way down in price. There's even services, Romy, that if you take the dimensions of the staircase and plot it for them on a graph, they'll send you the parts to install it yourself, the whole thing.
Neat.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
I've also seen a truck. He must live in the west side because I see him on the 303 occasionally, an Arizona elevator. I don't know if they do residential. We don't get asked about it enough. I never did anything looking into it. But I have seen the company, Arizona Elevator. So there's somebody else that does it for a living you could reach out to, possibly.
All right, Mike, there you go. Hey, we've got one kid calling here.
Earlier, if you missed it, Rosie put out the challenge to answer. He knows the punchline to a tomato joke. Mister, you sure are a good mater thrower, but he can't remember the beginning of the joke. And we put the call out. Does anybody know the beginning? And who do we have online?
This is Elijah, and he's made up this joke.
Oh, okay. Elijah.
Okay. Elijah, yeah, and so he's going to tell you what he thinks the first part of the joke was.
All right, all Elijah. Right.
Real quick.
Here it is, Elijah. So there's this guy that walks into a grocery store and goes to the produce area and starts grabbing tomatoes when suddenly a little kid runs by and trips him. As he's throwing the tomato, hits the kid, and the kid says, "Well, sorry, you saw the tomato thrower."
All right, very good.
Excellent.
Good.
We made that one up.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate you listening. To Rosie Unhouse, we have his contact information. Okay.
And you tell your dad, thanks for raising your right by having you tune in. One day you're going to be a homeowner, and all this stuff you're absorbing right now is going to come into use one day.
Absolutely. Well, we're wrapping up this Saturday's segment of Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning for the purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Whatever you're trying to do or tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we hope you'll learn to check with Rosie on the House first. We've got 45, 50 years of remodeling and building experience, from Nogales to Page, from Ehrenberg to Eager. Put our experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner, every Saturday morning.